You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
Full court press, bounce that ass up on the motherfucking chest. Full court press, bounce that ass up on your motherfucking chest. Bounce that ass, bounce that ass. I said dribble, dribble, dribble the alley, you bitch. Got out.
That is a whole ass mood, eh?
Why is he always in his underwear?
Huh?
Why is he always in his underwear?
It's a mood.
I just see Adam Simmons every time I see that guy. He's just got Simmons aura about him.
He got tendencies. Welcome back to another episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show. My name is Chris, joined by the Grand Duchess.
And Mark Riblet.
You know what? That's to commemorate basketball coming back. That's to commemorate my love of booties.
Yeah, you do like booties.
Even though, I mean, you know, in the great words of Kenny Power, I mean, I'm a tit man.
Well, you can be both, can't you?
I like big ass boobs.
Ha ha!
That's what he says.
Well, he
and is. He is my spirit animal. So
that is true.
Be that as it may. How you doing, baby?
Fine.
Little weird, coming in late. We missed release day.
That's all right.
This week. No, that's fine. Now we got a stormy Monday evening. I'm going to do some double duty and get this motherfucker out so the people can hear this shit.
The people need to hear us.
The people need to hear this shit.
Yeah.
Don't let me forget to read our sponsors because I don't want to get any more angry messages. I'm going to go ahead and read these sponsors and then we'll get right into it, okay?
Yes.
We'll get right into it. Each and every week, the Hashtag No Offense Show is sponsored by Hemp Bombs CBD. Oil. Gummies, vapes,
Elitches.
Suckers, products for your pet.
Yep.
The whole damn thing.
Well, I'm glad they have products for your pet.
Stop it. Hemp Bombs is the official CBD of HTNOS and are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. All that shit I just read is they got everything for you. They got everything for your mind, for your soul, for your body. It's just an all-encompassing to make you feel better.
I like their bath bombs.
I know. You stand by the bath bombs.
I do.
I mean, part of the reason we didn't record on Saturday was because I came down with a wicked migraine when we were going to record. So we pushed it to Sunday and then Sunday got away from us. So, I mean, whatever.
But, I was in a badass fucking mood all day.
I know you were. And I hate it when that happens. But, I mean, it happens to the best of us. I could have dropped you some hemp bomb CBD oil and enhanced your mood. But maybe. I wanted to stay away from you because you were kind of like a tiger. And I don't want to cross the tiger.
I don't know what it was, but like these kids they were getting to me that day. I'm home with them all week in the house and we had a loud day Saturday and then Sunday they're just like nitpicking.
You should have got into the hemp bombs.
I didn't think about it.
Because like what I was going to say is when my head was just throbbing. And I like the only thing that would relieve it was standing under the shower at complete hot. You know, like all the way to hot and just letting the water run over my head. But obviously, I can't stand in the shower all night. So I took some hemp bombs and it felt like I was getting a toothache. And I took the oil and I put it on my gums and like it worked.
Well, good.
And like that's when it was about 10 o'clock. I ended up like waking up and coming out and sitting on the couch with you for a little while because it was the old, like first time in 5 hours that my head wasn't just like throbbing. Yeah. Hemp bombs works, man. I don't know what it is. CBD, it's good.
Well, you know what it is.
See, I mean, I don't know what it is. I'm not a scientist is the point. Right. You know, I'm just a man.
Just
I'm just a man and with a duchess and we've got a product. And if you want to save 20% on that product, go to hempbombs.com, use code HTNOS and you'll get some money off and try it for yourself because the proof is in the pudding, as they say.
They do say that.
They do. We are also sponsored by Onnit.com. Onnit is the health and fitness juggernaut that will bring you all the vitamins for your brains. They're called nootropics if you're smart and you want to be clinical with the terminology. It's a nootropic. That's a vitamin specifically to enhance your brain power, your brain chemistry, and that's where I live, Alpha Brain.
Yep.
I love it. I love it so much. I want to expand. I say that every week. I want to expand and get away from just riding the alpha brain dick. But, I mean, it's just good, high-quality shit, in the words of producer Nick. I would like to try some new mood. I would like to try some of their other line of things because, you know, like you bring it up, Adam Simmons. He is a proponent on it for many years.
Yes.
And has tried it all, and it's all good shit. And I wish that I can have him record a testimonial for me that I could just play in place of spitballing myself, because he can articulate each product so well,
mm-hmm.
and tell you all about the mushrooms that they use in each individual capsule.
Yeah,
and
he's
shit.
He's overboard with that shit, man.
He's into it, man. But I mean, like, they've got a lot for everybody. Alpha Brain is their flagship. They got New Mood, they got Shroom Tech, they got all kinds of workout equipment, anything that you need. Go to onnit.com, that's onnit.com/htnos, and save 10% on whatever you choose to make yourself a better version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got the ads read, so I won't get any angry messages this week.
Who was angry about not
some
getting
fucking
ads?
Dude named Kyle? Okay,
Kyle's a shit name.
I didn't even want to fucking say anything, but like I happened to be talking to Joe B about it this morning because Joe asked, you know, like where the episode was, right. And this and that. And we got to talking, and we were talking about last week's episode with Randy, because I was expecting Boogeyman Flu Part 2, having Randy on, talking about masks and things, you know, that trigger right. people. And it didn't really happen. We got one or two, you know, kind of nasty messages. Not even just nasty messages, you know, like, this is an irresponsible thing to do, and it's a misuse of your platform. And I was like, fuck
what?
Off, whatever.
Okay, Montrum Neal on a football field.
I didn't respond to those, but I did respond to Kyle. Because Kyle sent a message and said, I love listening to podcasts where the hosts say that they don't care.
Okay.
Because apparently at the end, when we got to the very end of the episode, and I was saying, I didn't even read the ads this week, and I skipped Florida again because, I mean, like, it's just not sacrifice the flow of conversation. Sure. You know, it was just going. I didn't want to break it up. And I was like, you know, I don't even care, dude. You know, I'll throw the ads in right now. And I guess that fucking absolutely offended this guy. He was like, I hate listening to a podcast where the host says they don't care. So I kindly responded, sent him the links for our sponsors. I said, hey, if you feel like I shortchanged you and you didn't get to hear the advertisements properly, by all means, here's the links. Here's all the proper information. I hope to see an order from you soon. If at any time you are not satisfied with the free entertainment that we're giving you, feel free to unsubscribe.
Oh, my.
And he never wrote back.
Right.
He never wrote back. So Kyle, shout out to you, dickhead.
Kyle betrayed me and then he lied, tried to hide, and I died deep inside. And you know the reason why. I'm gonna kick your ass from here to right over there.
Hope you like the ad reads. Sweet.
But no, we didn't get a lot of bad messages. You know, like the overwhelming response for Uncle Randy's episode was great.
Okay.
People loved hearing it, you know, and that's refreshing to me to hear that it was so much good feedback, because I was expecting a lot of, you know,
I felt like it was a whole one-sided conversation. I mean, we went around in circles about everything. It wasn't just like, this is how it should be. It's like, okay, this is how it is. Why is it like this? And what can we do to make it different? It wasn't just a whole one-sided conversation.
Yeah, but I mean, like, we have...
bad or good or whatever.
Well, I mean, it's not a secret. Like, we land on, you know, a specific side of that whole thing. So, I mean, you know, our view is kind of skewed towards that side. You know, and like I was talking to Joe B about it this morning. He was like, yeah, but I understand where they're coming from, because the show, and you should have some facts. And I was like, no, 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 no,
no.
There
ain't no facts when they all lie.
I said, no, 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 Joe. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I appreciate what you're saying. And he was playing devil's advocate, because that's what Joe does. He always plays both sides, even though, you know, he might feel a certain way. He's like, but look at this. And I appreciate him for that.
Put a loaf of bread in your oven and just forget about it.
Oh, shit. I appreciate Joe for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I told him, I was like, listen, we're not a news outlet. You know, and I've got on this soapbox before. I said, we're not a fucking news outlet. If you're coming to me for information, that's your first problem, okay? You should be coming to us for entertainment. Because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to entertain you. This is not like a fucking CNN. This is not a fucking NPR or anything like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, it never was.
No, it never was. And we never will be. We tend to dodge around the serious shit. You know what I mean? But every once in a while, we land on it. Because like everybody, we have opinions about shit. And we're right to share our opinions. But I said, look, dude. And maybe this has to do with podcasts just getting to be... I don't want to say just getting to be mainstream, but like a lot of motherfuckers still don't listen to podcasts, you know? Like it's...
That's surprising.
It is surprising, but the general, I think the general public is catching on more and more, and they think that it's just a radio show. You know what I mean? And they don't realize that, like, especially like our podcast is just a conversation. So, like, I told Joe, I was like, the listeners are essentially eavesdropping on a conversation between me and my wife and our friends. Okay. We're sitting with Brooke and Randall. We're having a conversation. It's just four of us as if, like, they came over and we were having beers by the pool. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a conversation amongst friends. And you happen to be listening to that. Why the fuck do I have to have facts to back up anything I say?
There's no facts when it's all lies. I tell you, I keep saying that. Like, you can't believe anything because everything's bass-ass words. I can't even say ass backwards. First you wear a mask, then you don't. Ha-ha. And then you need a face shield. Now you can't wear masks with respirators in it because the air gets in. Yeah, you're supposed to be able to breathe. So who fucking knows what's right? That's why I'm going to send everybody out there without masks and see what happens.
Well, the thing of it is, too, and I can appreciate this, is that we're seeing this unfold. You know, like, science is working on this, like, real time. And they don't know. They're trying to figure it out. So I understand they come and they say, do this at one point, and then they backpedal, and then they say, you know, whatever, whatever. They go back and forth because they're trying to figure it out, too. But I'm with you to a certain degree, too, that there's a lot of fuckery and a lot of bullshit. So, I mean, what do you pick and choose?
We all need beekeeper suits, and that's how we have to dress until this goes away. Because it's not going to go the fuck away.
Dude, I don't want to put her completely on blast, but we know somebody that is an employee at Disney World. And she is young. Mm-hmm. And that's why I said I want to put her name out there, put her on blast. But she put a fucking selfie of herself going into work. And I swear to God, she looked like Marty McFly in Back to the Future when he got out the car and he had the full radiation suit on with the fucking big-ass dome helmet and shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And I talked to my uncle, and he was like, yeah, they gave us all them face shields and shit. Like, the people up front that deal with the public's got to wear those. But, you know, like, he doesn't because he's in the back of the house or whatever. Yeah. I said, man, that's fucking ridiculous. Y'all look like you're about to go do some spot welding, man. Come on now.
Mm-mm. I'm not for it.
I'm tired of it. I think a lot of people are tired of it. And I think that's why we got, you know, overall general good response to that episode, because I think a lot of people feel like we do, man. I mean, it's goddamn August. We've been dealing with this shit for how many months, man? We're fucking tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're fucking tired of it. The good news is we only got a couple more months to go, because after the election, I think this shit's going to disappear.
We'll see.
That's just me talking. I don't have any facts to back that up. So, Kyle, if you're fucking listening,
you motherfucker,
back off. All right, don't push me, because I'm close to the edge.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I did. I fucking did it.
No.
But that's the thing, though, man, is like, I even said it when we started talking. You know, I was like, hey, this might not be the episode for you. And then I corrected myself. I said, man, you know, stick around. Because that's one thing that I've noticed about people, too, is everybody's so charged up right now, and they get on Facebook and shit, and they start their posts with, if you don't like this, unfriend me. Have you seen those?
Of course. It's all like, I'm so tired of all this stuff and blah, 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 and I don't even want to think about it. I'm like, but here you are. But here you are.
I hate that shit. If you don't agree with me, unfriend me. Why would I do that? We can't be friends unless we share the exact same fucking outlook.
Scrolling. I don't even really look at Facebook anymore. If I do, it's scroll, 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 whatever, bullshit, scroll, scroll, scroll. Like, I can't anymore. Everybody has a different opinion. You got the ones that are just looking for shit to, you know, the end of the world, everything is gloom and doom and everything. You have all those people, and that's all they want to do is just watch the news and read the statistics and, you know, hope that everything's going to be the worst forever. And it's like, that's not how it is. Get a different perspective on stuff.
Well, and I think that that's a lot of it. That's it in a nutshell, is, you know, like we said, people just cheering for that shit. But you should, if I feel a certain way about something and I know that you don't feel that way about it, I'm still going to hear what you have to say and hear you out, especially if I respect you. You know, like if we're friends, if we're, you know, like family or whatever, I'm going to hear what you got to say. And maybe that might change my outlook a little bit. You know, like, nothing is so rigid that you can't change your mind. I've changed my mind about shit all the fucking time, dude. But, I mean, the fact that you're like, unfriend me if you... Dude, you just did me a favor. Because right. Now I know that you don't give a fuck about what I think anyway. So I'm just going to steer That's clear from I've you and I'm not going to talk to you.
That's what I've always said about people that post political stuff about Trump and how what a bad person he is. And 045's at it again. And it's like, it doesn't matter what he does right or what he does. Everything's always going to be negative. He could feed a million starving children in Africa and you would say that he did something wrong about it. He didn't give them the certain kind of vegetable. Like, there's always just something.
Don't you know they have gluten allergies? Don't you
well,
know?
Well, that explains a lot.
Don't you know?
It's just stupid.
No,
shit.
And it's anything.
I hate it.
It's anything. I was talking to my uncle on the way home today, who is, you know, like notoriously as right wing as they come. So, like, he's got fucking, you know, the liberal loons is usually how he starts talking to me about shit.
I love when he talks like that.
I give him a different perspective. You know, he listens to me and he doesn't always agree with me, right. But sometimes, you know, he'll come away and he'll be like, yeah, I see what you mean, but you know, like, this is why I say that. And I'm like, no, I see what you mean, but listen to how you fucking sound, dog. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I've shifted his mindset on a couple of things, but he was saying something to me today about like somebody who was posting on Facebook about how they miss Obama and, you know, he was so eloquent and spoke so well, and he did. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what people liked about him. And I'm like, dog, that's exactly like, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, do you understand? Like, the same people that love him hate Trump because of the way he is, but that captured a whole different portion of the public that likes his brashness and the fucking wrong, politically incorrect shit that he says, you know? So right. It doesn't fucking matter anyway, though. I told him, I was like, it doesn't fucking matter if it's him, her, or the other one, because the fucking reptiles above him are pulling the goddamn strings and they're all fucking puppets any goddamn way.
That's what I've always said.
And I got him to the point now where he doesn't like completely sidestep when I say shit like that. He's just like, I know, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which means I'm cracking
I've
the old man.
I've always said that everybody answers to somebody.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
You can't trust nobody.
It's unfortunate to see all these people though that are like becoming hall monitors of the world. You know, like they're fucking. It used to be, you remember when we were kids and it was like, you know, we were all like, well, I mean, maybe it was because we were super punk rock and we were like, fucking damn the man, you know, fuck the system and shit, rage against the machine. Now everybody's raging for the fucking machine, mm-hmm. You know? I don't understand.
That's where all the money is.
I don't understand. I guess maybe when you get older, you just sell out, right?
I don't. I won't sell out.
Well, I respect that about you, Lady Dutch.
Mm-mm, I still ain't gonna vote.
You're not gonna vote?
No.
You gotta vote. You gotta vote.
I don't know what to vote for.
Well, you figure out who's for weed and you go that way.
Oh, is that how
That's
it
how
works?
I got to the I voted for the first time in the last presidential election, mm-hmm. And I didn't vote for Trump and I didn't vote for Hillary. I voted for the Green Party candidate. It was this lady named Jill, and I took a survey and my ideals lined up with her politics the most. So okay. I went and I voted for her, and I saw in the final tally she got
the
like
survey?
I don't know.
The
I think
government?
It was like a website. It was like a fucking I forget what the site was called. It was like something like wheredoilean.org or something.
Yeah,
or,
probably all lean towards her. She needed the most votes. I don't trust shit like that.
How you figure? I was just about to say she got like fucking 0.9% of the goddamn vote. Like people will tell you, oh, you threw your vote away. Fuck you. No, I didn't, because I went and I voted for her, didn't vote for reptile A or B, and then mm-hmm. got to go down the list and vote for fucking weed. So that's why I was there. Okay. That's why I was there. Mm-hmm. Madam.
Sir.
And you have to do the same thing. It's not, ooh, shit, what was that?
That was the universe popping. Saying you're an idiot.
I don't need the universe to tell me, because I've got people of flesh and blood that will do that just fine.
Like me?
Like you. You're the captain of Team Idiot for me.
Yeah, at least I'm on your team.
Can I play you a video?
Yeah, I love videos.
Okay, I have a video that I want to share with you.
Okay.
Talking about people becoming hall monitors.
Oh.
And I want to see what you
have. Like, that mask will work a lot better if it was on your face.
Well, that happened
that
to me.
That kind of person?
That happened to me. But, and this was, this is very ridiculous. I think you're going to laugh.
Okay.
Well, let me get some volume here for you.
They're playing. But that's what the park is for.
I never saw a car in here before.
It's a power wheel park,
man. What bothers me is you have a little kid in here that doesn't have a driver's license. He's just a little kid and you're not with him.
It's not a real car.
So we have kids in a park, mm-hmm. in a power wheel car, mm-hmm. and we have this old lady who's bitching at the mom that they're not supposed to have cars in there and they don't have driver's license.
That's hilarious.
Do you understand that? And you know
she's
what?
She's old.
Yeah, we're laughing at this. She says she let them drive all over the place.
That's what the park is for.
I never saw a car.
In the grass.
It's a power wheel car, man.
I guess what bothers me is you have a little kid in here that doesn't have a driver's license. He's just a little kid and you're not with him.
It's not a real car.
Doesn't have a driver's license. That's the same bitch that's going to get on her cell phone now and fucking call the cops and tell them some shit like that. You know, and then she'll probably add, she'll sprinkle on a mask on top, you know, and they're not wearing masks. And there's three of them
she
in that
wasn't
car.
Either. Yeah, but at the same time, if that little kid who can't drive because he doesn't have a license ran that old bitch over, then what?
Fucking run that bitch over. they were doing kid things. They were in the grass. They were staying away from her, man. That's the next one that's going to be on there. Remember the bitch at the barbecue? You know, with the cell phone. She's going to be the next one.
Those power wheels are slower than bicycles. So if there was like kids.
There's no umph behind them either,
right,
dude.
So it's like if their kids were on bicycles riding around the park, she'd probably complain about that too. I remember one time when we were, because when we lived in Hammond, my brother and I. My sister was always, we didn't like her, so she stayed home. But, like, we go to the park. It was, like, I don't know, 6 blocks. It's called Pulaski Park.
And of course it was. Of course it was. Blocks.
So, but he was just riding his bike, and there was, once you get to the street before the park, the lady had, like, a, you know how you have those bushes that are kind of like, you know, a fence almost?
Well, yeah, like hedges to separate or whatever.
Yeah, so there's hedges, and then there's a stop sign right there.
Okay.
Well, like, four old ladies in this car didn't stop at the stop sign, and you know how you stop after the stop sign to look for traffic?
Sure.
Like, people don't usually stop at the stop sign. They did that, and my brother legit ran into the back of this lady's car with his bike and just, like, fell off the car because he came off his bike and rolled off the back of the car.
No shit.
Uh-huh.
How old was he?
I don't know, like, 8? I don't know.
Wow, really?
Yeah, like Logan's age, maybe a little younger.
Okay.
And he just rolled off the car and was like, I'm fine. And then they just drove off, but the old lady in the back seat was like, ooh. Like, she did, like, the Macaulay Culkin face because she was so in shock. And
or she was afraid she was going to be held liable for some little kid.
She was in the back passenger seat closest to him. So I saw her face because I was like, Jimmy! And it was like, boom, boom.
Jimmy!
He's like, I'm fine. We just went to the park.
Just a couple short years later, he got his nipple ripped off.
It wasn't ripped off.
Well, and that's a nice segue to mention that I got into a wreck, and now I have a new truck.
And it was so funny because we were just talking about the night before. We were talking about how we pay your car off. We were going to get you a truck.
Yeah,
and the universe did it for us.
You know, man, like, all the shit that I talk, I do believe it. You know, like, I do believe about putting shit out there and everything.
Because it didn't look bad.
No, it didn't look bad.
It looked like your little bumper came off.
Okay, so let me paint a picture for the listeners, all right? I'm at a stoplight, and I am dead stopped, okay? Like, I'm waiting to make a right-hand turn at this stoplight, and it's a red light. And traffic is moving on the street that I'm looking to turn onto. Mm-hmm. So I do, like, when you pull up to make that turn, you know, you stop, and then maybe you might creep a little bit. You might inch up a little bit. Yeah, and I'm looking behind me, so I've got my head, like, looking back, waiting for traffic to for a break, and then the next thing you know, bam, just smack into me, dude, and, like, I got nailed from fucking behind, like, a car that did not stop whatsoever, just fucking wham. And the worst part about that, like, you know, I'm fine, everybody was asking immediately, you know, are you okay, fucking Jody told me I still need to go get my head checked out because I don't have much brain power to lose as it is. Shout out to Jody, I fucking hate you. I'm wearing my AirPods at the time because, you know, like, when I'm working, I'm listening to podcasts or whatever and in and out of stores. Like, I flip them on when I get back into coolers. The weight, the force of that impact hit the car and made the headrest smash into the side of my head so much that it shoved my AirPod, like, into my skull. That was the only thing that happened to me, like, injury-wise.
I'm sure it still kind of hurt.
Oh, it was instant, like, you know, like, I'm prone to migraines. That was instant migraine for the rest of the day. Because it was shoved so far in my ear, like, I didn't...
Well, then you got out of the car like a total asshole.
I did not.
You made it sound like you did.
I got out and I was looking at it, and old boy came out, and he was like, oh, man, I didn't see you there. And I'm like, how the fuck do you not see me, dude? I'm stopped, you know? Like, so I'm annoyed because
you told me you got out of the car. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, to me.
Oh.
Like,
I thought you said that to him.
I have an internal dialogue, Melissa. I speak to myself a lot.
Okay, well, you're a dick a lot, but not to yourself. So
are you fucking, are you serious right now? Yes. You want to do this right now?
So I thought that you were talking to him like that.
No.
And I was like, no wonder why he's crying.
Well, way to jump the fucking lead there, dude. Like, I start looking at my car, and I'm annoyed because it's the middle of a work day, you know, so I got to make calls to work and stuff like that, accident on the job. And I'm talking to him, and he's like, are you going to call the cops? And I'm like, look at my fucking car, dog. Yes, I'm going to call the cops. And he went and leaned on the front of his hood and put his head in his hands and started crying. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with this, dude.
It's an
like,
accident.
Yeah, I don't know what you want me to say.
I know you didn't do it on purpose. Do you not have insurance? I mean, I don't understand why.
I don't get it. But you know what? It didn't look horrible. No. I actually drove it away from the scene. I finished the rest of my work day, and I got a rental the next day. And within a couple of days, they called and told me that they were totaling it out, which I was shocked because it didn't look bad. But, you know, end of the day, I got a fucking new truck, and I haven't had a truck in years. And it's a nice little mobile command center, and I've been enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the best features that I haven't had is it's got Apple CarPlay, so it reads me my texts.
What I don't like is buying anything at a dealership. It's the most horrible, long experience ever. So when we were thinking that we were going to have to go get something else, I went ahead and I'm like, I'll just get approved through our bank. That'll make it easy. It didn't. Because you get there and you get, oh yeah, we can get this brand new truck for like $10,000 off the MSRP or whatever. And they're like, oh, if you get approved through your bank, then you can't get any of the discounts.
Well, that's car dealer shit, dude. That's like, slimy. What the fuck? Yeah, that's slimy shit. Used car salesman mentality shit. I mean.
And then they're like, okay, so if you go with us, we'll give you this stupid rate. And then you're going to pay. It's like the same amount of money, whether you get the money off or not. Because our interest rate was lower than what theirs was going to be. Even though the money was going to be less, it would still equal out the same because the interest rate was double.
I know.
You know, and then when you get to 0%, they're like, okay, well, now you don't get shit anyway, but you get 0%. So everything is going to be ending up being the same amount of fucking money.
It's a dirty game.
It sucks.
It's a dirty game.
And then after we bought the truck, I'm like, my fucking father retired from Ford. I could have got a family plan because when we sat down, she asked if we had a PIN.
Yeah.
And it should have rang my bell then. And it didn't. Because the PIN is what you need for them to give you the family discount deal.
It's all good, man. I mean, it's whatever, but...
Well, we've never bought a Ford ever.
Never bought a Ford ever and don't really... I mean, it wasn't new, but it was new enough. It only had like 3,000 miles on it.
Right. I mean, it's dealer. 2020. It's fine.
The dealer model. But like I say, it's got it reads me my damn texts, and it's hilarious. And I have audio capture of that I wanted to play for you.
Okay.
In Creatures of the Night, Jason said the government is populated by dimensional reptilian overlords that control the human race through television programming to fuel their one world government agenda that would enslave the human race and funnel those resources to their base deep within the Earth's crust. Furthering more so the entertainment of the source-controlling aliens within cube-shaped stall on Saturn. Would you like to reply to the group?
No, I think that's quite enough.
All right.
Okay.
I don't understand why that's such an epiphany. Like that is 100% correct. It's always been that way.
Because I told them I discovered that it was doing this when they were reading their, because like I'd never seen it before, and it just would show the little red dot on the text thing on the dashboard.
Uh-huh.
And anyone that knows me knows I'm neurotic and I can't have them little red dots up there. So I tapped it and it immediately just starts reading it. And I'm like, oh shit, my fucking truck reads these things now. And then I told them that. And then he wrote that so that it would read,
wow, that's awesome.
Read that because he's a fucking animal.
Yeah, but he's also 100% right.
I love him.
I'm glad you got your truck. I know you wanted one for a long time, but that just means that I don't get my Jeep for even longer now.
You don't leave the house. What do you need a new vehicle for?
I'm not going to be in the house forever.
Yeah, you fucking are. This is the new normal.
They sent us a survey today.
Who did?
My work. Yeah. Said, can you come back to work? And I put no.
Good.
And then they ask why. I'm like, because school don't start till the 24th. And then they're like, when can you come back? And I put the 24th.
No, you didn't.
So we'll see what happens.
You didn't.
But then John, he was like, do you guys mind if I stay home? Because my his wife's a teacher and he's got two kids in school and he's like, I don't want to get the Rona. I'm like, bitch, the Rona ain't going nowhere.
Tell him, hey, dude, get it. Because the upside is you're more likely to live than not.
Well, he's okay? an older guy and he's had a brain tumor, so I don't think that that would be good for him.
The little boy next door has had multiple open heart surgeries and he comes over here fucking hanging out in the house where I bring my crud back to every fucking day.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I get where he's coming from, but I'm like, I can't stop my life forever. Like, I'm
you
ready.
You can't.
You know, like, we just have to get out and do it and just deal with it.
It's true.
If you're going to stay scared of it, then it's going to control your life and you can't be that person.
Don't manifest that reality, okay? Mm-hmm. So, anyone that follows our adventures, our episodes or whatever, knows that you've been full court pressing me.
Fur dog.
And I've been avoiding you and I've been evading you and I've been juking you and I love your faces. Why you love my faces?
Because like today when you told Lucas to go play outside and he was like, I don't want to play outside. And I was like, if you had a puppy, would you play outside?
Yeah, because you're using the fucking kids as pawns against me, dude.
And he said, yeah.
I got to be the dickhead. You got to make me be the fucking dickhead. All right.
He don't know no different.
He does know different.
No.
He knows how he's fucking using Siri to. He doesn't know how to spell, so he's using the microphone to fucking text kids online.
He said, please don't kill me. I'm just a little boy. I'm only 5 in Roblox.
I went and read it.
But it didn't spell kill. That spelled what?
It said something else. It said something else. But so this has been going on for weeks, and I'm sitting in my truck last week in front of one of my accounts, you know, doing what I got to do. And I look down. And this old ass fucking lab comes walking up to my truck.
Aww.
And I looked down and he looked up at me. It looked kind of like looked up like.
I know you?
No, looked up like he was lost. You know, he was looking for someone to like fucking help him out. And I rolled the window down and I said, hey, old timer, you need something? And I said it just like that. And he turned around and he walked down the whole store and he turned the building and he walked away. Like he just came up and looked at me and then walked away. And I'm like, that was fucking weird.
Oh my gosh.
But it flipped that switch in me where I was like, you know, like I want to say it like this. I actually cared about him. You know what I mean? Cause normally I'd be like, get the fuck off my truck, dude. But I was like, hey, old timer, because he was old, man. He had the gray in the fucking face, yeah. just like our dog did towards the end.
Yeah.
And then that hit me on the Facebook memories the other day because it came up that it was like 4 years ago and you had posted some picture of him with the boy or
with
whatever.
Logan. Something's never like, changed.
Yeah. And I was like, damn, man. I was like, I gotta fucking give in.
Don't look so disappointed about it.
I do gotta look disappointed about it because I don't really want to fucking do it. I'm doing it like I do everything. I'm doing it for the fucking good of the family.
Yeah, but you know what? That dog's gonna end up loving you more than anybody.
I'm downright lovable.
Because that's how it works.
I'm downright lovable, so.
Well, that's exciting. Thank you. Well,
so now what?
Well, now it's Monday, so we have to wait till the weekend to go get a dog.
We had something going on this weekend any fucking way.
We got to take the kids school shopping.
No, there's...
And haircuts.
No, I think there's something else. Wasn't there something else this weekend?
I'm supposed to go shopping with my sister.
Yeah, you had a date plan with your fucking sister. That's what that was. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe we'll cancel that, huh?
No, I'll find a way. I'll find something.
So I know that you've been feverishly researching what type of dog you would like. I'm old school. I'm an old school sensibilities. I'm a pound guy. I like to go to the pound. You're not on board with that. So what are you thinking?
We can go to the pound and look. I get nervous about the pound dogs because you don't know what kind of life they had. That's all I worry about, especially if they're a couple years old.
Well, you said it yourself earlier. You can't live in fear.
I know.
I don't flipping the script on you right now.
But
flipping the script on you
for the shelters, they don't. I don't feel they do their due diligence in with these dogs.
What's their due diligence? People drop them off and they take them.
Well, and some of them are strays, but I feel like you need to know if they need to be at home, like a one house dog. They need to be good with kids. If they don't like cats, like if they have.
You are so white privileged right now.
No, but I mean, if it was just you and I,
they don't
I
come with
care.
A Carfax, dude. Like they're animals.
Well, that you need to like if they're protective over their food, they might bite you if you try to take their food away. Like you need to know this stuff.
Don't try to take my food away.
But what I'm saying is, if it was just you and I, it'd be different. But because we have the kids, I don't want an accident to happen.
All right. So the condensed version. I understand all that. So mm-hmm. What do you think?
I thought that when we watched Two's dog that he was very sweet and he was a Cocker Spaniel. But
so you want some old nasty dog?
No, they're not old all the time. You get them when they're young.
No, a Cocker Spaniel is old all the time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, I was saying like Adam's old dog Peach. I like that dog, man.
They're a Rhodesian Ridgeback.
We should look for something like that. A little mid-sized dog, you know, a little chill dog. That dog was super fucking hyper though, man. I just think that's probably a product of living in the Simmons household. Like
that could just be their personality.
I think he feeds off that energy, that excitement, you know, energy. Because it's got to be a lot to be around them guys.
Yeah. Well, I was also looking at like a German Shorthaired Pointers, which are like a.
I don't know what that is.
Right. And the Springer Spaniels, which those are like medium dogs that are good with kids and they have enough energy to where they'll be out playing in the yard and you could take them for walks, but then they're also pretty chill in the house. So I was looking for something in the middle, something like that. But then there's always a lab, but they're so fucking dumb. Like, they're so dumb. Like, labs are just dumb.
Dude, when I was a kid and the guy that lived on my couch before I liberated him from his hostile home environment, we used to hang out at his house and he had a big fucking black lab. Remember Houston?
Houston, yeah. You used to feed him whole ass apples.
We would throw him apples from the fucking like porch, like up high. He'd be down in the driveway. We'd just toss him apples. He would catch them bitches and fucking eat them core and all, dude. Mm-hmm. He was like the dog on the Sandlot. Like, he was just a big old dummy. And we loved him. I always said I wanted to get a lab after Houston.
Yeah, I don't mind labs. They're cute. I don't know. They're just dumb.
Well, you know, point is we're going to do it.
Yay, I'm excited.
So you can stop with the passive aggressive shit.
Now we just have to find one.
Yeah.
To go to All About Puppies or Petland.
Fucking yippee.
You're going to be happy once it's
fucking
done.
Yippee. Another message that I got this past week was from my girl Jules. She gets in the DMs a lot. Usually when the shows go serious, she messages us, you know, about whatever it was. She hit me up last week about the float experience that I had and just asked had I talked to my mom at all. And I was like, it's funny you say that. It was her birthday. She came over to the house. I said, I told her the whole thing. I say, hey, you know, like she did. I said, thanks for fucking giving a shit, for one. I said, yeah, she did come over. We had a nice talk. It was probably the nicest talk that we've had. You know, when she was sitting with me, I was in the hot tub and she was sitting there chilling, just talking to me. It's probably the best conversation that we've had in years, really. And I did. The whole thing that's been hanging over my head that the fucking universe is telling me is, you know, I got to tell her I love her.
Right.
And I couldn't do it that day. Even though everything was good, I couldn't fucking do it that day. And, you know, you think it's just a little thing or whatever and it shouldn't be so hard, but it was difficult.
It means a lot.
And I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. Her birthday was this past Thursday. She came over on Saturday and you made her a whole ass lasagna. You know, I was telling the boys, I said, it feels like a fucking nice October morning in here today. I said, my house smells of Italian spices and meats. I got Frank Sinatra radio playing in the background. It's a whole ass mood. I'm sitting here, it's not even noon. I got a drink in my hand. Life is good right now. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate what you did. You made that whole ass meal for my mother and everything.
Yeah, of course.
I know she's not the easiest person to get along with a lot of times, but she came over and it was good again. We talked again and I told her, I said, you know, happy birthday. I said, it's always good to see you. I love you. And mm-hmm. I caught her off like a deer in headlights. I don't know if you were in the room at that point.
I was, and I heard it, but I didn't see it. And she said, oh, I love you too.
She stopped and she looked at me and she looked like she didn't
hear it.
Like she didn't really know what I said almost, mm-hmm. you know? And I think just out of reflex, she said it back, and that was the first time I'd heard it since I was a kid.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was kind of a big deal. And like I said, I had a migraine coming on at that point, so I didn't linger in the moment. You know, I probably should have stuck around for a second, but I went and, you know, was trying to self-medicate
and
whatever.
Well, you told her too, yeah. You're like, I had a migraine, so the boys and I walked her out, and then Nancy across the street was out. And it's funny to hear two old ladies talking to each other because she had her bird on her shoulder.
I was going to say, you got to say who Nancy is. She's the pirate lady.
She's the pirate lady across the street. And then her little dog was out. So your mom's like, oh, I got a Shih Tzu and he's about as big as your dog. And they're just like yelling at each other, talking. Because, you know, old people just talk loud anyway.
Well, I'm glad you brought up pirate lady. Because that's one thing. We talked about it. I think I might have mentioned it on the after show of the Creatures episode that we did. Not the Creatures. When the Creatures came to HD Knots a couple weeks ago. And then we did it live. And we mm-hmm. did We did an after show live. I think I brought it up then, but that's one thing that you and I were talking about when she kind of was hitting on me.
Yeah.
A little bit ago. And we were saying, would you take one for the team if she had some money?
Yeah, and I told you, yeah.
you putting me up to that? I got to do that?
Yeah, dude.
She was being nice to me today, too. She was talking about my truck. And
yeah.
I think she likes me.
That's all right.
She's like in her 80s, dude. Like, that's bad. Out of my... I like older women, but that's too old.
When I was talking to her, because now Lucas just runs out the door and across the street when her garage is open because she gives him popsicles. But, like, she shakes when she talks. Like, I just...
She's too old.
She's
too old. I don't know that I could do that.
She's like, I don't feel like she should be out, like, walking around like she does. And, like, she just, I don't know.
She gets around the whole goddamn neighborhood.
I know.
And it's such a sight to see because she's walking with that bird on her shoulder and her dog walking, like, 4 or 5 feet behind her, off leash, just following her.
He's a cute dog.
It's a sight to behold when she's walking around.
But the kids like her. Like, Lucas went over there, and then she told me yesterday, because he went over there yesterday, she's like, you got a good little boy. He is so sweet.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, he knows how to put on a show.
He keeps busting in this fucking room while we're trying to record. I'm going to whoop his ass. And FaceTiming me and shit. Voice texting the group and shit. Terrible. He's out of control right now.
Yeah, but I heard it happen, but I didn't see it. I didn't want to make a big deal about it.
No, and I could tell it meant a lot to her, which meant a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not taking this thing lightly, what happened. I mean, like, it was such a fucking experience, you know, and I'm due to go back, and I didn't want to go back before I had addressed the things from the last time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go back, and I mean, I'm not expecting to blast off to the center of the universe every single time, you know, like, that might have been, like, the only time it'll ever happen. But I appreciate it. I took it serious. I mean, I went and I met with my girl Chloe yesterday. I'm doing a tattoo sleeve to commemorate the whole experience, you know. And realistically, the whole last year of my life, going off the rails and, you know, slipping out of reality, per se.
I was surprised she even agreed to come over, because a lot of times we ask her to do things like for Mother's Day or for her birthday. And she's always like, it's just another day. I don't want to be around people that just care about me one day a year.
She's extremely negative.
Yeah, she is very negative. But then I told her, I said, we can go out to dinner. And because we were messaging back and forth. And she's like, I don't want to go anywhere because it's just not a good time. And I was like, well, I can always make lasagna. And she was like, that sounds nice. And then she went and bought the stuff. And I'm like, she asked me what I needed. And I'm like, don't worry about it. And then she just shows up with me.
She makes it very difficult. She makes it very difficult to be nice.
I'm like, this is your birthday present. Like, you shouldn't buy anything. She's like, well, that way you don't have to do it. And I'm like, well, I want to do it.
She makes it hard to be nice. I mean, she's very negative, and I understand it. You know, like, you know, life hasn't been kind. And we've talked about it all. We don't have to rehash it again. But I mean, like, she has a lot of resentment towards the world, I think, you know, so it's, I think this is a good step in the right direction to maybe cracking that a little bit.
Well, I want to try to, the whole thing is too, like, she used to say that she doesn't feel welcome, and that's not something that I want her to feel like, so, but when she comes here, it starts off nice, and then she gets into, like, her rants, and then I'm like, ugh. So it's just hard sometimes to, you don't know what you're going to get.
No, yeah, absolutely. And I always have my guard up too, but I'm trying to be better with that now, and I'm trying to be more accommodating, and we'll see how it goes.
Maybe just steer the subject or something.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, Jules, thanks for reaching out. I know you always do. She was in the DMs when you had your episode where you were crying with your mom, and she's whenever anything serious happens, I know I can count on a DM from my girl Jules.
That's
She likes it when we get real.
Jules.
I like to think a lot of people do, you know, but like I know for her specifically, it resonates when we are real and, you know, authentic on mic. But we've been putting it off too long. We've been skipping.
Oh, Florida.
Let's do some crackhead shit, dude.
All right.
Woo, doggy. Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah?
Get your ass in here. These No Offense boys about to do welcome to Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh, shit. And I thought my family was fucked up.
So each and every week, our What the Fuck Florida stories are sponsored by Official Clothing. Go to official.com, that's OHFISHL, and use code HTNOS and save 25% off your order of beautiful t-shirts, hats, and jewelry. Kaz wanted me to let all of our listeners know, hats are back in stock.
Nice.
And for the... Oh, hold on. He sent me a text. I want to make sure I get it right. The owner and proprietor of Official Clothing says, anyone that buys an Official hat this month will get a free Big O enamel pin.
He
made some pins. So it's, I guess it's the O logo. It's a Big O logo. Anyone that buys a hat, you got one of those included as well. So if it's Official, you know it's quality. So don't hesitate. Yep. You know, get that shit now. I keep saying it, you know, now more than ever, support small business, support local business. And you know what they say, Official Clothing.
Live by your own rules.
Goddamn right. So we've been stacking these up for a little bit because we skipped Florida last week. I think we kind of skimped the week before that because the creatures were here. So I got a little bit of a backlog. These might be old to some people, but we're going to bust them out.
Well, I have a quick one before you start.
Oh, I love it when you got a quick one. Come on with your quick ones.
So you know how you made me join the neighborhood app?
You got a quick one. What, the next door?
Yeah, the next door.
Yeah, I love that shit.
So you might have seen it then.
No, but I don't go on it.
Oh, okay, because I got a notification on my email and... It was somebody in the neighborhood app that said she saw a bat on the sidewalk that looked like it was hurt, but she picked it up and she got bit and now she got rabies.
Shut the fuck up.
If you see a bat on the sidewalk.
When we were in the pool last night, we were in the pool at dusk and I told you I saw bats flittering around up there and you were like, those ain't bats.
I couldn't see them. I had my glasses on.
Yeah, they were bats.
And bats are fine. They eat the mosquitoes. But if you see a bat that's flopping around on the ground, kick that bitch to the side and keep moving. Like, why would you pick it up?
She got COVID-20 now. Fucking COVID-20 started right here in Florida. Isn't that fitting?
Ugh, don't even say that.
You know what? I haven't listened to a lot of Rogan. I listen to maybe one or two a month now, mm-hmm. just because of like time restraints or whatever. I try to pick the best ones. And I was listening to one today. I forget who it was with. But they were talking about like cases or whatever. And apparently Florida has the fourth most cases in the world. So if Florida was a country by itself, it would be number four in the world against other countries.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, right? I didn't think there was that many people here.
Right.
But
I didn't either.
You know what I say, dude. Cases is cases. That don't mean shit to shit.
Nope.
But that's funny, baby.
That's Florida.
That's Florida. Talking about that fucking squirreled me right there. I forgot to tell you. Well, I mean, I think I told you. I became a Post Malone fan last week.
Oh, yes, you did.
I don't know what to do with myself because Post Malone was on Rogan last week, and I made that my one last week. I picked it because I was like, ooh, I'll listen to see it. And the first episode, the first hour of that Rogan was basically like a Creatures. Mm-hmm. They're talking about ghosts and all kinds of Creatures-esque shit, and he seemed real down to earth, and I'm like, I like this motherfucker.
I liked him. He was on Ghost Adventures with Zach Bagans, and I liked that episode. But he's cool people.
I pulled up his shit in Spotify. I listened to, you know, the This Is Post Malone fucking playlist or whatever, and now I'm all on that shit. Mm-hmm. I was on the singles anyway because Logan likes him, so he would play him in the car. But nah, I'm a Post Malone fan. I don't know how to feel about that.
It's fine. You can like who you like.
Okay, well, cool. Thank you for giving me license to like Post Malone. I appreciate you.
I like dumb shit.
I know.
Baby Rexha?
Obviously. Well, Zach Bagans.
He's not dumb shit.
He's dumb shit.
No way, dude. I just love him.
Stop it. First story I got for you is in Sebastian, Florida. We've been in Sebastian a few times. This shit gets riled and live up in Sebastian.
Riled and live.
Yeah, riled and live.
Riled and.
Riled. I don't know what I'm saying.
Riley. It's like Riley.
It's like Riley.
Yeah. He's crazy in his puzzle den.
Florida woman arrested for attacking her dad who didn't share his medical marijuana.
How rude of him.
I don't understand why you wouldn't share.
I don't understand why you would share.
What?
Keep that shit for yourself.
No, you share that shit, dude.
Puff Give is back in not in the mold.
Back in not anymore. What was that word you just said? Not anymore. Not anymore. All of a sudden, you fucking Creole now. Not anymore.
I watch a lot of Swamp People.
I guess you do. Dakota DiRenzo.
Oh, jeez.
22. Now, stop right there. Mm-mm. What's the first thought you think of when I give you the name Dakota DiRenzo?
Well, she's like a white trash Italian.
I was going to say Trailer Park Hot, but potato, potato.
Okay.
That name Dakota makes me think right off cut she's hot. Mm. You think?
I don't know.
I think. Dakota DiRenzo allegedly lit up with anger because her dad, Luigi.
I like how they put lit up because they were lighting up.
I know.
Stupid.
Luigi had been sharing his...
Why is his name Luigi?
Because that's what his mama gave him. I don't fucking know. Luigi Di Rizenzio.
His brother Mario pops over to fix the toilet.
He gets pissed off. Had been sharing his pot with his pals, but not with his own daughter. Oh, and they came to blows at his trailer park home in the town of Sebastian, just north of Vero Beach.
She's 22?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't be giving your daughter drugs.
She's 22. She's grown. She's a grown-ass woman.
Yeah, I guess so.
Luigi's girlfriend told cops that, quote, Dakota attacked him by pulling him down to the ground and by attempting to grab his genitals.
Why would you grab your dad's dick?
Monkey snatch peach, man. Don't you remember?
That's balls.
Okay.
I guess it's all one thing.
The 4'11" Dakota, who suffered only scratch marks on her back during the incident, was arrested for misdemeanor battery. Di Rienzio, a pot enthusiast, said, I don't smoke to party or just to get high. I smoke because of the way I look at life when I'm high. And he's a poet and he didn't even know it.
Guess so.
That's what's up. I like his outlook.
I guess I would be kind of mad too if I was his daughter, but at the same time, it's his weed. Share with who he wants to share with.
All right, let's paint this picture. She probably, 4'11".
Yeah, lives in the trailer with her father.
Her name's Dakota. She's got all kinds of fucking tattoos. I think she's probably really trailer park hot. See, I want to find her.
4'11", I think she's about 90 pounds, no tits, raggedy ass hair.
What if she's got all the tits?
No.
What if she does? No way. What if she does, like Tomb Raider style? Like, she's just fucking got all the tits.
I doubt it.
We're going to find her. I'm going to go look for her. We're going to Sebastian.
But she probably is already
got weed.
Eating all his groceries and shit, so he shouldn't be giving her any weed.
I think he should.
She works at fucking local strip club.
I would give the boys weed. I would.
Yeah, if they're older.
She's 20 fucking two.
I know, but what I'm saying is if they weren't moochers...
What does that have to do with anything?
Because it's like you're already eating all the food. I'm paying for this electricity, and you want my weed too? Fuck off, bitch.
You're just cold hearted, man. You're cold hearted. I don't.
Logan's like, can I have $20 to buy this DLC? And I'm like, no, bitch. You could take out the trash for a month, and then maybe you'll get it.
Yeah, that's fucking right.
I'm just hardcore.
You need to be. These kids don't know.
No.
The next one isn't anywhere specific. It's just Florida specific. Okay. Florida residents are receiving mysterious bags of seeds from China, and the state is asking you that you don't plant them.
I heard about that.
Did you hear about this?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a couple weeks old, so I don't. Has anyone tried to plant them? Has anything come of this?
I don't know. I think they're COVID seeds.
You can't grow a COVID tree.
It probably, when you grow it, then it. You know how plants emit oxygen? Maybe it emits COVID.
I don't.
If they eat the carbon dioxide and they make you sick.
Here's my question. Why are... who is just sending random packages of seeds, unmarked seeds, so you don't know what they are to people?
China, because they want the United States to blow up. They hate us because of Trump. He's like, we're going to... You guys have fucked us. Now we're going to fuck you. And China's like, here's a disease. And then we're going to send you some seeds to make everybody paranoid. It's probably like anthrax 2.0 and shit.
You think if they plant them, then we'll grow a bunch of like big Venus flytrap plants, like Little Shop of Horrors?
Probably a bunch of Kim Jongs or whatever his name is.
In flower pots? Like, yeah, why not? Popping up?
Dude, China can make some crazy shit.
Boop, 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 boop.
Yep.
Florida's agriculture secretary is raising concerns about packages of seeds bearing Chinese characters on the name. China Post that people are receiving unsolicited in the mail. The Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services is asking Floridians to report suspicious seed packages, which might be labeled as jewelry. Plant seeds from unknown sources may introduce dangerous pathogens, diseases, or invasive species into Florida, putting agriculture and our state's plant, animal, and human health at risk, Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried said. Nikki Fried.
Duh.
Anyone receiving suspicious seed packets should not open them, should not plant them, should limit contact with them, and report them immediately to both our department and USDA officials. What are the odds that everybody got them and immediately planted them?
100%. You gotta see what it is.
Why do you think we were targeted? Right. They didn't send that shit to fucking New York or California. They sent that shit to Florida.
Because they dumb. Oh, this might be some kind of strain of weed. I'm gonna plant it, and then I'm gonna smoke it.
Well, it says seeds of unknown origin may constitute agricultural smuggling, may be invasive or introduced. Well, yeah, all the same shit. Foodborne pathogen, blah, 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 blah. As of Monday, at least 160 people have reported such packages, the department said. Similar packages have been reported in Virginia, Kansas, Washington, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Utah. A lot of plain states.
Yep.
A lot of plain states. And then Florida. I don't know. I don't know how to react with our ecosystem.
I ain't get no seeds.
I think we get like we'll get like the Mario plants, like them fucking little Shop of Horrors plants, dude.
I think that they're going to try to grow nukes.
Grow nukes.
Yep.
See, Joe B is just, he's sitting in his seat going, where are the facts? You can't grow nuclear plants.
If anybody thinks you can grow nuclear plants and they're dumber than we are, go bake some bread.
Shout out to Nutella.
Seeds in your bread, fucking whole grain, 11 grain bread and shit. Use them China seeds.
I was calling them Joey Entenmann's.
I saw that was funny. Fucking put nut in his bread.
He don't put nut in his bread.
Nutella.
Boynton Beach. Florida man jumps onto the hood of a moving semi on the turnpike. Did you see this?
No, why?
You don't know why. I got a video.
Yeah.
It says, drivers on the Florida turnpike witnessed a heart-stopping scene on Saturday when a man was seen clinging to the hood of a semi-truck moving at full speed on the highway for several miles. Florida Highway Patrol confirmed the incident near Boynton Beach had a few details on what led to the strange encounter. Police say they received a call about 1 p.m. about a man who stopped his vehicle on an exit ramp and inexplicably walked onto the highway, ultimately hopping over a concrete median before darting into oncoming traffic and leaping onto the hood of a semi.
That's so weird.
That is weird. That's Grand Theft Auto, dog.
He tried to commit suicide and it didn't work and now he was just stuck there.
You think that's it?
Why else would you do that? It's like jumping in front of a bus and then
some sort of drug induction. I don't know. Video of the incident showed the man striking the truck's windshield, apparently shattering it in several places as the truck driver struggled to keep control of the massive vehicle, which swerved back and forth. At one point, the man dangling from the truck's hood could be heard shouting, "Call the police," at a passing vehicle. The man, who was not identified, was later detained, taken to hospital for evaluation. Now, I've got the video, so let's see for yourself.
That's fucked up. What is he wearing?
Looks like a diaper of some sort. Definitely ankle socks, no shoes. And some sort of a crop top. He looks kind of like Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds.
He's got a hood on?
A hood?
Yeah, he had like a hood on his head or something.
Florida be like...
Look at him.
What the fuck?
It doesn't look like the driver... Oh no, he didn't have a hood on. That was his hair.
Oh my god!
So this is cell phone video from someone that pulled over. Look at it.
It looks like he's trying to shake the dude off.
Yeah. Well, he's for sure trying to do that.
Well, they made it sound like he was trying to control the truck. He's just trying to shake this dude off.
So now they're coming up alongside him.
What are
you doing?
They're laughing at him. Maybe that dude was at a truck stop trying to get his dick stuck and he didn't pay him. So then he jumped on the truck to try to get his dick.
You're onto something. You're for sure.
Hell no, this is way too good.
He says, should we call the police? Hell no, this is way too good.
Because if it was just a random guy that jumped on the front of the truck, any truck driver would stop the truck. This guy was not stopping. He was trying to shake the truck to get the dude to fall off.
And he definitely looked the part. I told you, he looked like Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds. He had high, tight hair, crop top, little fucking chain. Diaper, wearing gold chains, no shoes.
Call the police.
Yeah, dude. I think he tried to get on to something, dude.
That's exactly what happened.
You're so smart. How'd you get so smart?
I don't know. I don't. I'm not that smart.
I know.
It just matters I'm smarter than you.
Wait. Destin, Florida. Man buys
Destin,
a Porsche.
Destin, like the butt cream?
No, that's Desitin.
Oh, see? Who's smart?
I'm smart and a good dad. What?
Nobody's questioning your fathering ability.
Yeah, Desitin diaper rashes. What?
Oh.
Florida man buys a Porsche. And a Rolex with a fake check printed from his home computer.
What dummy would take it?
This is up in the panhandle where we say it's like people think that Florida's its own country. This is the separate country in the country.
If you're going to a Porsche dealer to buy a vehicle, why wouldn't the person that is selling you this Porsche call the bank and say, hey, this dude's writing me a check for like $70,000. Does he have the funds? We used to have to, when I was a bank teller, we used to have to call and verify funds before we like cashed a check for somebody.
Did you get like a lot of crazy shit when you were a bank teller?
No, not a lot. I mean, we had some people try to like if you're not going to cash the check yourself, it would say like pay to the order of, and then you can sign it over to somebody else. So we'd get some of that. So then we'd have to call and be like, hey, this guy's trying to cash a check on your behalf. Is this legit?
Mm.
But other than that, not really.
Not a lot of crazy shit in suburban Indiana.
No, not at all.
Well, the Walton County Sheriff's Office announced the arrest of 42-year-old Casey William Kelly this past Thursday. Investigators said that Kelly bought a Porsche 911 Turbo from a dealership in Destin using a fake check written for $139,203.05.
Okay, so that makes it worse.
It's double what you thought.
Wow.
The vehicle was later reported stolen to the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. The next day, Kelly presented a check in the amount of $61,521 to a jeweler in Miramar Beach when he tried to buy three Rolexes. However, the jeweler kept the watches until they could determine if the check would cash.
There you go.
When deputies arrested Kelly, he told investigators that he printed out the cashier's checks from his home computer and didn't get them from the bank. He stated that he didn't know what the big deal was, and that since the account number was on the check he printed out, it should be fine.
Yeah, but if the money's not there, it's not fine.
That's when you're trying to talk fast, dude. You're trying to talk fast and well, fucking diffuse the situation.
If I was the guy trying to write a fake $60,000 check for these Rolexes, once the guy was like, hey, I'm going to keep these until your check clears, why don't you just be like, never mind, I'll go somewhere else with my business.
Because he was trying to push it and get it done.
I guess
get out of there or something. Well, Kelly was transported and booked to the Walton County Jail without incident on charge of grand theft of a motor vehicle and charge of fraud, uttering forged bills, checks, drafts, or notes.
Well, yeah, duh. Keep his ass in jail, fraud-ass motherfucker.
Have you ever thought about pulling some shit like that?
No.
You never thought about pulling some shit like that?
I mean, I floated checks all the time when we were broke, but never, like,
I used to fantasize like about shit like that. About, like, fucking...
Catch me if you can style?
Yeah, dude. I always wanted to do shit like that. Especially when we, like you said, when we were young and broke and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I was like, this one clear for 3 days. I can write the check now.
So, I don't have... That was the last one. That was the last one. We're caught up on Florida. I hope everybody is happy with us. We're doing our due diligence tonight, and we're bringing you all the segments that you come to know and love.
Yay.
That's about all I have. I've got some videos if you wanted to go there.
I'm just excited. I'm getting a dog. Got any puppy videos?
You don't give a fuck about nothing, huh?
I want a dog.
You know what I should have did? I should have got you like Nintendo dogs or something. I'm like, there's your fucking dog.
Got me a little stuffed animal.
Yeah, there's your fucking dog.
Oh, you
dog.
Know what's sweet I saw? Is like, you know how with all this COVID going on, all the old people in the homes can't see their family? So they're doing like the Build-A-Bear things. So you can like put messages inside the bears or whatever you pick to give to them. So then they can hear somebody else's voice.
You did that for me years ago.
I know. We still have that bear.
You got me a bear with the Bucks uniform on and said like happy birthday or happy anniversary or something.
Well, and then I remember, I forget, was it Tyler?
The creator?
No. You wanted a kid and you wanted to name him Tyler. And so that's why.
What?
Yeah. If you look on the birth certificate for that bear.
Shut the his name's, front door.
Swear to God, his name's like Tyler or something.
No.
Yeah, dude.
Never swear in my God. Life, dude.
Why would I make that up?
You know what? Probably because Russ Tyler was the coolest kid in Mighty Ducks 2 because he had that knuckle puck shot and he came in midseason and he was the goalie at one point. Up. Yeah, and that was Russ Tyler. So maybe I wanted to do Tyler. I don't fucking know.
I know I got that birth certificate somewhere. I'll have to find it.
What do you want to name your dog?
Quill.
Why?
Because Star-Lord. I thought a Weimaraner named Quill would be cool.
Is that what you want to do?
I like Weimaraners. That was my first one, but then I read that they have way too much energy and it's hard to train them, so I don't want one anymore.
Well, I mean, that sounds like you. You've got way too much energy and I still have yet to train your ass.
But I thought the name Quill was cool. But I don't know. I think you got to just kind of like see the dog. Like when we were talking about getting, we always wanted a chocolate lab named Jake. But then when we went to the pound and saw our Jake, we're like, he's a Jake. He didn't have to be a chocolate lab.
He was a whole ass Jake.
He was a last Jake. My brother used to call him Jake the Snake.
Say that like it's creative, dude. That's a wrestler's name.
Because they would wrestle. He would wrestle because the dog was so fucking big, dude. Put him in headlocks and shit. Remember we used to call him Jake Alamu Musifer?
That dog named our rock band. He was the
Moosecock. Yeah,
because you and I collectively with plastic instruments were known as Moosecock.
Mm-hmm.
With umlauts over the fucking O's and everything. We were a whole ass Swedish metal band.
Yep. But I remember the funniest thing. You're like, doesn't Jake look like a Walgreens? And I'm like, what?
I don't know why I say the things I say, Melissa. I don't know why I do the things I do. I don't know why I say the things I say.
But you know what, though? Every time I'm driving and I see a Walgreens, I think about Jake.
Well, you know what? Job's fucking well done, man.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing how you're going to feel now with a new dog in the house. You're going to feel fucking like you're betraying memories, aren't you?
No, never.
Yeah, I think you will.
Dogs don't live forever. It doesn't mean you can't love again.
It doesn't mean you can't love again. I'm a one.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You mean to tell me that you had one kid you love so much you can't love the other?
Same some thing. Days.
Well,
some days. Yeah, some days.
That's any parent.
Today's a challenging one.
Well, that's because we're recording on an off day and they don't know how to act normally, so.
This is true.
That is true.
Let's
see some videos.
Well, I don't know if I've told you this. I've been getting really into hidden camera videos.
What kind of hidden camera
videos? Not like OnlyFans or fucking Chatterbaits or anything like that. No, it's
bathroomcams.com.
No, I was thinking when we were talking about Brian Callen and D'Elia a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and we were talking about how they were supposed to have this hidden camera show. I got to thinking about it, because I never was an Impractical Jokers guy. I was never any of that shit. I didn't really care for it. But there's a lot of people that do shit like independent style, like they go to stores or whatever and they do shit.
Oh yeah, like when the guy that tries to do basketball juke moves and stuff like that. I just run up on somebody in Walmart like squeak 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 squeak, squeak with his feet.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh.
Here, I'll show you this one.
Ugh.
And I like this guy.
Okay.
What's this guy? Gerald Houston.
Okay.
He's got some cool shit. I like this guy.
Oh shit, Jordan Johnson. Jordan Dotson, boy, what's up, cuz? You ain't Jordan Dotson?
Y'all want to fucking fight in the middle of fucking Walmart,
bro? Nah, bro. Thought you was Jordan Dotson, bro. Oh my God, my old kid's quiet about her. Didi.
Could you move? Didi. Don't walk up on me because you're fucked up. I don't know you.
You ain't Miss Diddy?
No, I don't know you. Don't walk up on me.
Choir director, Miss Diddy.
She wearing a Beavis and Butthead to America shirt.
Carrying some Pampers.
And kiss my beardy, I buy your groceries.
Whoosh! You don't put things like that in people's faces.
I buy your groceries.
I don't know. I'm good. I'm
he had a bearded face. Dragon say, kiss my beardy, I'll buy your groceries.
Oh, my God.
You know, I'd kiss that beardy.
I'll buy your groceries. Hey, you want to kiss my beardy, I'll buy your groceries?
What?
I'll buy your groceries. Kiss my beardy, I'll buy your groceries.
She I'll buy your groceries. She ran into the fucking bakery, dude.
They're running from
kiss my beardy, I'll buy your groceries.
Oh, shit!
What you
it's just
down?
A bearded dragon. They act like it's a fucking snake or something.
Kiss my beardy, I'll buy your groceries.
They don't know.
Oh, no.
You scared?
No, stop playing.
Kiss it, kiss it.
I love how it's all
kiss my
Walmart.
Beardy, I buy your hair products.
Ooh, heck no.
Hell no, I'll buy your hair products.
You went to a wig shop.
All right.
I'm fine.
Buy your hair products? The cane? You want to hit him with the cane?
I sure would.
Oh, she's my Instagram friend, Light Skin Virgo. What's up, girl? Light Skin Virgo.
Whoa.
What's going on, baby?
Wow.
How you doing?
Excuse me. Not
oh,
your
shit.
Instagram
you ain't Light Skin Virgo?
No, I'm not. Thank
oh,
you.
Shit.
Too much, bro.
Damn, you ain't. I thought she was Light Skin Virgo.
Got hit.
Damn, by who? You going to hit me? You going to man up and punch me like that? Oh, shit. Deacon Jackson. What's up, bro?
What's
up, Deacon Jackson, bro? How you doing, bro?
Deacon Jackson, man.
You ain't Deacon Jackson?
No, man. You hugging on me and, boy, you scared
boy, I thought you was Deacon Jackson, bro. Damn, bro. I didn't know who you was, dog. Oh, shit. Vonda, what's up, girl?
Excuse
what's
me.
Up, girl? Remember Marching Cobras?
That's serious.
Huh?
Marching Cobras. You don't remember me?
Nah.
Marching Cobras. We used to be in the Marching Cobra band together.
Okay.
You trying to throw hands at me and stuff. Why you
nah,
trying
to... just walking up and holding on to me.
I'm trying to give you a hug.
I don't do that to nobody.
Man, I thought that was you, man. Chad from Boy Scouts, bro. What's up, bro? How you doing, bro? What's up, Chad?
Hey.
What's going on? I thought that was
not
you,
Chad.
Man. From...
Chris.
Oh, you Chris?
But he's
yeah.
happy to
that's
have a hug.
That's Chris from Boy Scouts, man. What's up, man? How you
wait,
doing,
wait,
man?
Wait. From
St. Oh, my
Anne's?
God. Yeah, St. Anne's, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been a long fucking time, man.
He is such a typical white boy.
What's going on, man? It's all right, man.
Don't worry.
How you doing, man? You all right?
My boyfriend, Brett.
Oh, how you
Brett
doing, man? So, what's going on, man? How you guys doing, man? Oh, shit. What's up, Officer Wiskoskowski, man? How you doing, man?
Back up, Officer.
Oh,
what was that?
Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
What is
that? Oh, my God. It's on your jacket. You on your Leo jacket?
Yeah.
Oh, she got a spider in your shirt. Oh, shit. Spider crawling on your shirt.
What?
Oh, well, watch out. Hold on. No, I'm scared of spiders. I don't want to touch it. You got to get it yourself.
Where is it?
It caught up your back.
Is it really?
Yes. Real spider.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just playing with you. I'm just fucking with you. Oh, shit. It's a spider on you.
Where?
It's a spider crawling on you.
Where?
Yeah,
this is.
It went in your hair. No, I'm not.
I'm
getting
sorry.
Off.
I'm just watching
spiders.
This.
It's in your
it's
hair.
It's a super long video. We ain't got to watch the whole thing. It's a 10-minute
video.
It's
hilarious.
I love this shit. I've become a fan of this guy's, man. Like, he comes out with new shit all the time, and I love it. I'm just sitting here watching it, and it's probably not that stimulating for our audio listeners, but I wanted to show you. I've been saving this. I wanted to show you.
No, and it's funny, and he's lucky he ain't got hit.
Fuck yeah, dog. Well, the one girl was serious, dude. He was like, we were in the band together. She was like, fuck you, dog. I'm going to cut you.
You don't do that.
Don't do that. This one is same premise.
Okay.
But it's this kid. So he walks up to people in the store and sexually moans in their...
Ew, why?
In their ear.
Oh.
Dude. You
Oh, that guy was pissed. Why is it always Walmart?
Oh.
You okay, buddy?
He just stands there staring, dude.
Why did you do that? Why?
Oh.
Oh, no.
What's wrong with you?
He's doing the fuck.
Oh.
The fuck was that?
He's gonna get his ass whooped, dude. This guy's gonna get his ass whooped more
than
more than the other guy.
Knock yeah, you your don't shit do out that. Right
here. I'll knock your shit out right
and he
here.
He just stands there staring at him.
That's what it's creepy. He just stands there looking.
What the fuck are you doing? Who the hell are you? Come up screaming my ear.
What the hell? What are you doing?
He said,
get away from me. What the fuck was this? What is your problem? Seriously? Okay. I'll call a Target staff to get you out of here.
What the fuck you doing that for, man? Hey, what's your problem, man? You fucking stupid or what? Don't fucking do that to me, man. Get the fuck away from me, bitch.
Yeah. Hey,
get away from me, man.
Oh.
Holy crap, dude. Right? Easy does it.
He looks like a fucking weirdo.
Oh.
Oh.
What the fuck are you doing, dude? You got a problem with me?
I'd love for him to do that to Uncle Randy.
Go away.
Uncle Randy would be into it.
What, man?
He just laughed. Huh? He said, what?
What's all that about?
Oh.
What's your problem? You got a problem? Do I know you? Better keep walking, brother.
Oh.
Damn, he bowed up on him. Do you think that we should create a hidden camera series?
I don't want to be a part of it.
You don't want to be a part of it? Why not? You would be the one. You
yeah,
would have to
I'd
be the one.
The one that gets hit.
Well, I mean, if you don't do it right.
Dude, I'm terrible. I would laugh at myself before.
You fucking
anything.
Would, too. You fucking totally would.
I'm the
would.
Worst.
I forgot that we were doing a podcast. I'm just watching these videos.
The reactions are hilarious. But then, like, they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm surprised that dude didn't get hit.
He would have been the one, because he made it sexual.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a sexual deviant of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else Do you have anything else that you need to get off of your chest? That chest that I love so much. I love your chesticles.
Oh, my.
Give me some news. I need something more from you in the microphone. Come on. Give me some.
I don't have anything.
Give me some.
I stayed home.
You ain't got none? You ain't got none?
I don't leave the house.
You don't leave the house?
Nope.
Well, that is fine. We came late.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we came strong. I don't give a fuck. We're here, right? Oh, I said it. I'm sorry. Oh my God, I said I didn't care. I said I don't give.
Didn't.
I don't give a fuck.
That's different.
It's different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, cool. You're on my side. So long as you're on my side, I don't give a fuck about nobody.
If I wasn't, I wouldn't be here.
Goddamn right. This has been another episode of the hashtag No Offense Show. If you're a new listener, I thank you so much for giving us a shot.
Hope you enjoyed the ads.
I hope you enjoyed everything.
Yeah.
Subscribe. Tell a friend. I want you to subscribe. I want you to tell a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to give us a rating and review. I want you to do all those good things that we ask you so politely to do every once in a while.
You can leave a voicemail. You can send an email. You can do the DM thing.
You're rapping and rhyming. You could leave a voicemail. You could send an email.
I ain't Justin Timberlake, bitch.
You're a whole ass Tennessee kid.
Hey.
Yeah. Please do all the good things. Subscribe. Check us out on all the platforms at HTNOS. Like, share, post. You know, do all the good shit that shows support because it helps us out more than you know. We're also part of the Inner Circle Podcast Network. Look for us on innercirclepn.com. Inner Circle PN on all the socials. That's all the people that we mentioned ad nauseum.
Mm-hmm.
Simmons and Moore, Shit Happens When You Party Naked, The Hood Diner, The Plunge, and Failing Hollywood, as well as all the Inner Circle original shows. We just dropped a new episode of Creatures today. We got the Winter Circle came out last week, I believe. Mm-hmm. Stuff dropping all the time.
You know? I got a Rumble next weekend.
Yeah, Riley from The Plunge is putting on the third annual Podcast Royal Rumble, which Dutch is a competitor of. That will be live on the Inner Circle Facebook this coming Saturday night, I believe, at 8 p.m. ish.
Okay.
We'll
put it out.
We'll put it out. We'll blast it up. It's going to feature a lot of different podcasts from the community. Surprisingly, not a lot of Inner Circle representation, so it'll be a nice way to mix it up with some of the other shows that we fuck with and we support. I know Adulting with Donnie's going to be there. I know Adam Nutter's going to be there. I think Delvin's going to be there. DJ from the Untrained Eye, I think, is going to be there. A lot of folks are going to be there. It's going to be a good time. If you're not familiar with any of these rumbles, it's super chaotic. It's a lot of shit talking. It's basically these guys got a couple minutes to be entertaining, and if they're not, they get the boot.
Yep, exactly. And sometimes you come back.
Sometimes you come back if you got it like that.
Nope.
So I'm not going to be competing. I'm going to be here in a producer role with you.
Yep.
I can't wait to see what you do. I can't wait to see what you do. I got your intro music all queued up and ready to go.
Excited.
Look for that this Saturday. HTNOS.com. Call us 813-773-5706. HTNOS@yahoo.com. Do all the things. I am The Real Wutzke on every social media platform that you could think of to reach out and find me, except for Grindr.
What do you want that?
Thank you.
And I'm the Duchess Wutzke on Twitter. I'm just Duchess Wutzke, not the Duchess Wutzke.
You're not the, yeah.
Just Duchess.
No, the.
Right.
Duchess Wutzke on Twitter.
You got to at mention me, though, or I won't see it.
She's a whole ass flamingo.
Yep.
Yeah. Episode 146, hashtag No Offense Show.
Peace.
Fuck off.
I don't care.